From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is promising quick, decisive action following a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria that killed at least 60 people and affected hundreds more.
We're going to make a decision on all of that, in particular Syria. We'll be making that decision very quickly, probably by the end of today. But we cannot allow atrocities like that. Cannot allow it. He may, yeah, he may. And if he does, it's going to be very tough, very tough.
Mr. Trump responding to a question about Russian President Vladimir Putin's possible complicity in the attack. While there's no conclusive evidence linking the attack to either Syria or Russia, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Moscow bears some responsibility.
Why are chemical weapons still being used at all when Russia was the framework guarantor of removing all the chemical weapons? And so working with our allies and partners from NATO to Qatar and elsewhere, we're going to address this issue.
Can you rule out taking actions, launching airstrikes against Assad, Mr. Secretary?
I don't rule out anything right now.
Both Damascus and Russia deny involvement. Russian UN Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said there is no proof of chemical weapons use at all.
Our military radiological, biological, chemical unit was on site of an alleged chemical accident, and it confirmed that there was no chemical substances found on the ground.
Meanwhile, Israel has neither confirmed nor denied Syrian and Iranian allegations it was behind a Monday airstrike on a Syrian airbase that killed 14. In Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, five park rangers and their driver were killed Monday at an ambush in Virunga National Park, one of the last sanctuaries for the endangered mountain gorilla. This is VOA News. In a speech to a business conference Tuesday, China's President Xi Jinping promised to open up the economy, lower trade barriers, increase foreign ownership, and open the financial sector. The remarks followed Monday's recognition of the costs of a trade war with China by President Trump.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility, but if we do a deal with China during the course of a negotiation, they want to hit the farmers because they think that hits me. I wouldn't say that's nice, but I tell you, our farmers are great patriots. These are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country, and we'll make it up to them.
Mr. Trump, vowing to protect intellectual property and reduce the trade imbalances, proposed tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese imports and threatened to tack on an additional $100 billion. China has vowed to retaliate. A member of Hungary's ruling Fidesz party Monday promised it will start work soon on stopping what he called the Soros legal machine, a reference to the Hungarian-American business magnate and philanthropist George Soros, who's championed open borders. Fidesz has opposed European Union migration policies. Fidesz won a smashing victory in Sunday's election, which was monitored by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
The 8 April parliamentary elections were characterized by a pervasive overlap between state and ruling party resources, undermining contestants' ability to compete on an equal basis.
Douglas Waite said the campaign was marked by hostile and intimidating campaign rhetoric, limited space for debate, and diminished voter ability to make an informed choice. The daughter of a poisoned Russian former double agent has been released from a British hospital. She and her father, Sergei Skripal, were felled by a nerve agent Britain accused Russia of using. Doctors said both Yulia and her father have improved in recent days following the March 4 attack in the southern English city, Salisbury. South Sudan's former military chief has announced the formation of a political movement to challenge President Salva Kiir. Paul Malong called it the South Sudan United Front, describing it as a struggle to arrest the carnage in the country and steer it back to democracy. The founder and chief executive of the largest social media platform, Facebook, begins the first of 2 days of testimony before Congress Tuesday. Mark Zuckerberg, expected to assume responsibility for allowing access to data of tens of millions of users by a UK-based political consultancy, but urged lawmakers not to impose new regulations. Japan's Masazo Nonaka was officially recognized on Tuesday as the world's oldest man at nearly age 113. He was born in 1905, received a certificate from the Guinness World Records at his home on Hokkaido. He enjoys sweets, reading newspapers, and taking hot baths. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.